Just that's something we need to remember, right? No matter how messy life gets, we can always be thankful for God's goodness. Amen? This morning, I have a real quick message because of everything going on, but I think it's a real important message, especially because of what this week is. What is it that we're celebrating again? Thanksgiving. And so, you know, I just thought of some things around the idea of Thanksgiving and what that is about. But first of all, I want to just remind us of the scripture. The scripture says this morning, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Giving thanks, giving thanks. You know, Paul uses this Greek word, eucharisteo, is how you pronounce it. And it's giving thanks. It also means to be grateful or feel thankful. And I guess one thing that I thought of this morning, a question I wanted to ask you all, is what are some things that you are thankful for? Anybody want to share? What are some things that you're thankful for? Grandkids? Church? Awesome. June? Your Sunday school class, huh? Forty things they were thankful for. Awesome. Anybody else? Your life. Excellent. Our military. Excellent.
Our pastors.
Justin, there you go. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anyone else want to share?
Our freedom.
Daniel, I think I'm right on the edge of a ring. Could you turn me down just a little bit? Don't mute me, though. All right. Now, tell me something. How do you express your thankfulness? How do you express your thankfulness?
Love.
Love? Say thank you. Eucharisteo, right? That's exactly what you say, isn't it? I heard something over here. Kindness? Excellent. This isn't meant to be a trick question. It's just think about in your own life. How do you express thankfulness? Your deeds? A hug. Huh?
A smile.
Believe it or not, the dictionary defines Thanksgiving as a day, and it's a national holiday for giving thanks to. Can you believe that? We have a national holiday to give thanks to God. Isn't that awesome? I like that. And so as we give thanks toward others and give thanks to God today, I just wanted to share a couple things in that regard, giving thanks to others. You know, several years ago, we were eating in Applebee's, and we were listening to this table right next to us. I can't remember the group I was with, but I'm sure whatever table I was very quiet, demure, didn't say much, didn't laugh much. And if not, it was Jamie that was the ruckus. But this table next to us, they weren't happy with anything. They'd got some buffalo wings, and there wasn't enough sauce, and then there was too much sauce. And when the waitress left, they were cussing and discussing the waitress. I mean, you all have been there. You've probably heard people do that. And maybe even people you were with when you were eating out sometime. And as an aside, and some of you have heard me tell this before, when I was growing up and mom and dad and the two girls and I would go out for dinner, or after they were married and we would go out to dinner, even now when we go out to dinner, mom and dad always make it a point to ask the waitress's name, where he or she is from, and what's going on. And whenever that person is having a really bad day and it's obvious, you understand what I'm saying, don't you? They work doubly hard to try to talk to that person and understand who they are and just be concerned for who they are. So as I was listening to this other table, I thought, oh, here is a way for me to carry out mom and dad's example. And so the next time the waitress came by, I said, by the way, ma'am, my buffalo wings don't have any sauce. And you know when a person's cork is just about to blow? And all they need is just a little help, right? I was the little help until she realized that I didn't have buffalo wings. And she understood that we were trying to break the ice just a little bit. And we laughed with her, learned about her, and hopefully she left that day a different person. She was very grateful to us, at least to our faces, that we were concerned and wanted to find out more about her. You know, so many times people are just longing for a kind word, a kind gesture, aren't they? I mean, aren't you? Aren't you sometimes just looking for a, you're just hanging on a kind word or a kind gesture that someone shares with you. And aren't we so grateful when it is given? We are so grateful when it's given. Quite honestly, Christians should be this way, shouldn't we? I mean, it should be, well, we should be leading the way on this, first of all, but also, I didn't put that in the PowerPoint. That's good. But what we should be is, it should be a way of life for us, right? It should be a way of life for us and the way we treat other people. In three verses, Colossians tells us, clothe yourselves with love. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. And whatever you do, what does that mean, whatever you do? You know, I don't know about you, but whenever I'm reading the Bible, sometimes I overlook those things. And whatever you do, and you move on to the next thing, don't you? But whatever you do, so what does that mean again? Everything in word or deed or whatever, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, eucharisteo to God, giving thanks. I think we get caught up in our problems sometimes, don't we? What happens whenever, some of you may have never been hit in the stomach, and you're lucky for those of us that have, but what happens when a person gets hit in the stomach? You go like this to protect yourself, don't you, and try to regather your breath, right? And when we get hurt in life, sometimes we do that, don't we? When we have a problem in life, I mean, even the church, when a church has an issue within itself, sometimes we and the, you know, I mean, the church is us, right? And so it has the same reaction. You kind of go like this, don't you, to protect yourself. And tell me, what happens to family and friends and church family when that happens to you? Whenever you're like this, what are your family and friends feeling like? Yeah. You know, it's interesting. At one of the times that I was hurt the worst in my life, I mean, I grew up in Northwest Missouri. I went to college in Northwest Missouri. And I was working as a chemist in Kansas City. And one of the times that I was the most hurt in my life, I moved to Miami, Oklahoma. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Where I knew no one. And quite honestly, no one cared about me either. Now, don't get me wrong, I gained relationships, and those people cared about me. But when I needed people the most, what did I do? Yeah, when I needed my family, when I needed my friends the most to dig me out of this hole in my life, I move away to where they can't reach me. Right? We do that, don't we? Sometimes we get so focused on our problems that we forget to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. We forget that whatever we do, do in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God. We need to try to continually get outside of our little world and be conscious of getting around and understanding other people's world. We need to give thanks to so many people around us each day that we take for granted. Just think for a moment. Just if you think by closing your eyes, go ahead and close your eyes. Just don't fall asleep on me, Jim. All right? So close your eyes, and I want you to think from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night. I'm talking about that person that walks by you every day and says, "Hi, how you doing?" How many of those people are in your life that are lifting you up? How about that person that is in your life but kind of not in your life, and you may not know it, but they're lifting you up in prayer every day? How many people do we have in our life that we take for granted? How about the person at the checkout counter? How about the owner of a business in town? Oh, they'll always be here. Right? People that we take for granted. And that's not bad. It's just they're always there. It is so easy to be blinded because they're always there. And you begin assuming that. Think about all the people in this community. Think about all the people in this faith community as well as this local church community. Have you, you know, as I was thinking about this, have you thanked the staff of your church? I mean, they work far many more hours than we can ever afford to pay them. Have you taken time to thank them, or have you just assumed that they're doing their job? Or have you maybe complained about a job they're doing? Have you thanked them lately? How about our team leaders and small group leaders that they literally lead this church community? Have you taken time to thank them? Sarah over here next door, she because of your kindness on the benevolence fund the first Sunday of the month, she is able to help people buy groceries. She is able to help people buy gas so they can get to a doctor's appointment. And you know the sad thing is? Very, very few ever come back and say thank you. Why is that? How about volunteers that make this church the powerhouse that it is? For instance, Sunday school teachers. When's the last, I'm talking preschool through adult classes. When's the last time that you have thanked your Sunday school teacher? How about ushers and greeters that greet you as you walk in? When's the last time that you thanked them for all that they do? How about the bulletin stuffers? The people that work in the office to fold and stuff bulletins. When is the last time you took a moment and said, thank you? Or the ladies that work in the office to help Sarah out, answer the phones and things like that so Sarah can do bulletins and letters and phone calls. When's the last time that you thanked those ladies? How about Kids Corner, the folks that think so hard to come up with stories that will identify with our kids of this church? When's the last time you thank them, like Mickey this morning? How about the praise band? When Deanna plays the piano or the organ, when's the last time that we have said thank you? How about our kids for how awesome they are? I mean, think about it. The youth of this church, probably people know this church because of our youth more than any other group in this church. Have you thought about that? Because of the mission work in this community and the things that our youth do in this community, this church is known for our youth. Have you thanked this youth? I mean, the youth continually are thanking us because it's the only way they can do what they do is because of you. I'm a poet and didn't know it. But you understand what I'm saying? Have you, today's a great day when you go down to eat at the turkey dinner. Today's a great day to say, hey, thanks. We really appreciate what you do in this community. All right, moving on. We have so much to be grateful for here, right here in this first church, let alone in your individual life and your household and all the things that you have to be grateful for. You know, parents, have you, grandparents, great grandparents, have you thanked your kids for being the wonderful kids that they are? I mean, granted, you may not think they make the best choices all the time, but when they do make a good choice, do you say, you are awesome. Thank you so much. I am so proud that I am your parent. Have you thought about that? Do you understand what that would do to your child, your grandchild, if you say, I am so proud that I am your grandfather. I'm so proud that I'm your grandmother. We are so dependent upon each other. And yet we forget sometimes to appreciate and have an attitude of eucharisteo towards each other. All right. Do you know that this one word expresses the nature of biblical faith more than any other, this Eucharisteo. This Eucharisteo toward God is, it's motivated by faith. And throughout the Bible, it's stated and restated without difficulty. I could lift up, I could give you a list of 40 places that the Apostle Paul alone gives thanks to God. And they aren't these pious prayers. These are prayers when he's in prison, for instance. They are heartfelt prayers. Eucharisteo lays at the heart of biblical faith because it formed and forms the only proper response that we have for what God has done through Jesus Christ. The biggest thing that we have to be thankful for above all creation, above all the gifts God has given humanity, is that God loves you so much. And God came to earth in Jesus Christ to meet you personally, to understand you personally, to understand what humanity is all about. And God loves you so much that Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. You know, anything we do is out of an attitude of giving thanks, Eucharisteo, for what God has done for us. What a privilege we have, folks, to experience a relationship with the person and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, be thankful. Be thankful. Give thanks. Feel thanksgiving in your heart. But I want you to feel thankful, and I want you to be thankful. Because you know what? And you know I believe this. God loves you just the way you are. I'm not saying God wants you to stay right where you are, but I'm saying God loves you right where you are and right the way you are. Real quick, let's say this scripture together. I want you guys to get this in your head. It's Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Mark it down in your Bibles so you can come back to it. Let's read it together. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Folks, have an absolutely awesome Thanksgiving. Amen. May you have a Thanksgiving where your belly is full and your spirit is even fuller, and you may rediscover the joy that God wants you to have. Let's pray. Holy God, we give you thanks. Eucharisteo, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for you. We thank you for the amazing things that you do for us. We thank you for this community that you put around us. Give us the strength, God, to accept the community that you have put around us so that we can have help, so that we can bear each other up, so that we can forgive one another, God, so that we can give thanks. Eucharisteo. We can give thanks to you. We love you, God, so very much. And we ask for your help in these ways. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are